This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Former Montana Governor Ted Schwinden died this past Sunday in Phoenix, where he had retired. He was 98. Schwinden, a Democrat, served consecutive terms as Montana governor from 1981 to 1989 during a period of a 20-year run for Democrats leading state offices and the end of Montana's second progressive era. Schwinden was a farmer, two-term state lawmaker, and historian with an unvarnished style whose 30-year political career coincided with a time of profound redefinition in Montana, beginning with a new state constitution in the 1970s and a heyday for Montana progressivism that included mining regulation and reclamation, a state trust fund from coal severance taxes, dedicated funding for the state university system, and more. Schwinden was a prime example of Montana prairie populism, helping form the mold for later rural Democrats like former Democratic Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer and Democratic State Legislator and U.S. Senator John Tester. Hailing from northeastern Montana, an area at the time of Schwinden's birth sometimes referred to as Red Corner due to its agrarian socialist tendencies, Schwinden was a progressive crusader while in the legislature, earning the nickname Red Ted. Schwinden was widely liked and admired for his commitment to transparency. His personal phone number was publicly available. Schwinden also conducted 56 county tours that he called Capital for a Day events. Former Democratic Congressman Pat Williams recounted Schwinden's style. He had a speech up in Glacier. It was outdoors, and a lot of politicians, including me, were up on stage, and it was colder than hell. Ted said, "All you folks must really be enjoying this weather, because it's probably the only time you'll see this many politicians with their hands in their own pockets." Two people were attacked and killed by a grizzly bear in Banff National Park in Alberta, Canada, just north of Glacier National Park in Montana. Parks Canada said it learned of the attack via an alert sent around 8 p.m. last Friday from a satellite device. GPS coordinates showed the alert was sent from west of Yahatinda Ranch in the Red Deer River Valley, around 80 miles northwest of Calgary, Alberta. A rescue team which specializes in responding to wildlife attacks arrived at 1 a.m. on Saturday to find two dead people, as well as a grizzly bear that was displaying aggressive behavior. They killed the bear on site. The police arrived at 5 a.m. and transported the bodies of the victims to Sundry, a town about 40 miles east. Park authorities closed the Red Deer and Panther Valleys until further notice. The victims were a married couple whose dog also was killed in the bear attack. They were in a very remote area, according to a wildlife conflict specialist with Parks Canada. Nearly 700 grizzly bears live in Alberta, 65 of them in Banff National Park. Bear attacks on humans are relatively rare, but they can occur when a bear is feeding, protecting its young, is surprised, or feels threatened. Attacks that kill more than one person are even rarer. Bear attacks on people this year have been more numerous than in recent years. This July, a grizzly attacked and killed 48-year-old Amy Adamson on the Buttermilk Trail about 8 miles west of West Yellowstone, Montana. A man was attacked by a grizzly outside of Big Sky while scouting for a hunt, prompting officials to close part of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. And this past Sunday, a 73-year-old woman was hurt in a bear attack north of Pole Bridge, Montana, in Flathead County. The woman was walking with her husband and dog on national forest land when a bear emerged from thick brush and attacked her. Her husband deployed bear spray, and the bear moved away from the victim. The couple and their dog returned to their vehicle and drove to a location where they could get cell service and call for emergency help. The encounter took place along the bank of Trail Creek a few miles west of North Fork Road. An air ambulance transported the woman to Logan Health Medical Center in Kalispell.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.